Yeah, so it was a big night, but it was a long night, long night.
And every time I saw him, Aaron, in the breaks and in the round, he was outside.
God help us.
I thought, okay, all right. I realised what was going on.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people just sort of going to the pockets, and then a little bit of light would be at the end of their little stick thing, and then they'd be back in the pocket. And I thought,
it's better than other things that were, you know, normal there at the
locals. I didn't see anything illicit happening. But, yeah, there was a little bit of the old V-ing happening, a little bit of vaping happening.
Yeah, vape.
So
I saw you doing it outside. I saw you doing it with some people from a radio from another network. Goodness knows what you people were plotting. I saw you with Christian Wilkins and some other folks. Sarah Harris. I don't know if she was.
Oh, actually,
she was just hanging out though. I think.
Yeah, she.
Speaking
of
other people there, did you see that neighbour's chick, Charlotte, our friend?
Yeah, absolutely, Charlotte. Did see Charlotte. So yep, she came up to me while I was talking to some other people.
But it's hard to tell who
asserted herself in the conversation.
In the old days, Aaron, too. In the old days, Aaron, people be smoking. You'd be able to tell, oh, that person's got a cigarette in their hand.
Yeah.
Half the people are on the vape and half people aren't. They're just like me. They're just chatting.
Yeah.
You can't tell who's who.
So true.
Question is, what about inside the room? It was a big room and then we were in there for a long time.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, I'll only admit this here and because it's early in the morning. I don't want this to be cut up and sent to, you know, news websites because that would be awkward for me. But there was I had my table which I was sitting at with the Masked Singer, you know, on the Channel 10 execs, and there was another table a little bit further back which I would go to, and that was my vaping table.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Who was on the table further back? Reality stars?
No, I was hanging out on the table with Mick Malloy, who at one point said, "You've got to stop doing that, mate. People think it's me." I said, "That's my plan, Mick, because you're a renegade."
You know you've got a problem, right? Like, we're all, you know, we all know that, right?
Osher Ginsberg came up to me at one point and said, I was in the toilets before and a security guard came in and said, "Where's Husey?"
What?
Where's Husey? The word had got around that I was vaping in the toilets.
Are you serious? Mate.
Well, I said, "Are you joking?" He said, "No." I looked at him and I said, "Are you joking?" He said, "I'm not joking."
That's full on. I did not know that.
So I nearly got kicked out. Yeah. So
wow.
That's terrible.
It is. Absolutely.
It's terrible.
But you know what? There's worse things you can do. My God, you could have done other stuff in the toilet. You could have
hurt
someone. You could have kicked someone in the shin.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that you could do. Is there anyone that you reckon who's doing it listening to us now?
If you're on board, if you're on the V train,
and we're only doing it early morning. There's nothing to be proud of.
Mm.
It's absolutely nothing to be proud of.
There is no what's that word where you do something and then you not encourage it, but you don't do something in a way that is
endorsing.
Yes, we're not endorsing it.
We're not endorsing it.
Yeah, we're highlighting the danger.
We don't even know the dangers, so.
I don't know, but am I allowed to give him a prize for this? I'm stuck because normally I give folks prizes for stuff.
What if they're feeling guilty about it?
Oh, yeah, great. You can reward the fact that they want to stop. If you, who wants to quit, man?
Well, yes.
Where are you currently vaping? What are your areas?
Yeah.
Is it work? Is it home? Is it stuck out the back near the bins? Is it in toilets?
What are the rules?
Next to Math Stars?
Well, maybe you've got no idea what we're talking about because some people don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
Vaping?
Well, we'll open the lines.
All right, 131060, lines are open. Vaping, are you currently doing it? Where are you sort of hiding your shame or are you out and proud? Are you just wandering down the main street?
Right now, we've got a $100 menu log voucher up for grabs.
Yeah.
A couple of them, in fact.
$100?
Absolutely.
Menu log. 131060, are you on the vape train? And if so, where are you doing it? This is to highlight the dangers, not to promote it in any way, because Husey did his best last night to promote it on national TV.
No, I didn't. And what you guys wanted me to do in the background of a Richard Wilkins cross from the audience was poor. Ooh. What you wanted me to do, which I didn't do, because I would have been kicked out immediately. No, I don't want to be hijacked the Logies, some 51-year-old fool who's, you know, having a midlife crisis.
Funny exit, though.
Yeah.